Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as part of these roadshows, we get our town to health team check to give a town a once over to see what works brilliantly and maybe what could be improved. So our crack team, they're with us on all these shows, and delighted to welcome them both back to Ballinasloe. We've got retail consultant Eddie Shannon, and we've also got a planning expert that is Conor Skeen. And you're both very welcome. Good morning, lads.
Good morning.
How are you both?
Good.
Very good.
Conor, we might start with you. Maybe just remind us of the demographics, the constitution that is this town. Just maybe spell out what we're actually looking at here.
Okay, so we're obviously looking at Ballinasloe, the capital of East Galway, if you want to call it that. 6,600 people in it. Stable, if not slightly declining, but in the context of a county, County Galway, whose population bottomed out in about the 1970s and who's almost doubled as a county since that time.
So is that right?
Yeah, so it's very important to see that in context. So I do a lot of work. I've done an awful lot of work in Galway over my professional life, and sometimes I think parts of Galway are trapped in a picture of what they used to be
right,
without sufficient a vision for where they are going. As a planner, I can either regard the fact that the areas around the traditional main street have a lot of dereliction, a lot of instances of properties for sale, with the vigour that you see all around the hotel here on the route that up from this hotel that has Lidl, Aldi, the big Tesco, and indeed the Shearwater itself. So there's a new town and an old town.
Okay, and maybe we'll come back to how best they are joined, or how they work either independently from each other or collectively.
Yeah, so the question is, whether you look at what we have right now and do what many professional planners would do, which is regarded as a disaster, or say it's just a stage in its development where the linkage, exactly what you're talking about, Bobby, has yet to occur.
Okay. Eddie, again, you were here like myself. I think you were even here before I was yesterday. So you had a good walk around the town. You walked all the streets. You visited places. You were there for at least 3 or 4 hours. What did you find?
Well, from a retail perspective, I think there's a very self-contained and thorough retail offer here. So from that point of view, it's probably quite a good place to live. All the essentials are here, including, may I say, good parking facilities. There's a selection of supermarkets, and I was glad to see that despite the divide of the new town, old town, they're integrated within the town. They're not out a couple of kilometres out in retail parks. And then there's a selection of everything you would want in fashion. There's menswear, womenswear, children's wear catered for. There are pharmacies, health and beauty shops. There are gyms, home and hardware is well catered for, gift. Found an amazing little antique shop and a real working florist and several pet shops as well. There are hotels, cafes, restaurants, banking and post office facilities.
So it's
and
self-contained.
Lots of professional services.
You know, so it's self-contained as a town.
Very self-contained as a town.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to go anywhere else per se.
No, and I think that's important for Ballinasloe and its future development, because you have Galway not that far away on one side and Athlone on the other. But I couldn't see a reason why I'd be going that direction or either direction very often to shop.
What about, Conor mentioned them, you've got Hayden's Hotel lying idle there, taking a huge piece of almost two streets. We have the old hospital that seems to be in dereliction now. Conor said maybe this is transitional, that these things will sort themselves out in time. But for the moment, they're a blight on the landscape.
No, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned Hayden's, because I remember when Hayden's was a reason to come to Ballinasloe. It was famous right across the country, and I suppose the challenge now is to sort this out. And I would ask the people of the town, what is Ballinasloe famous for now? What's it going to be famous for into the future? And how are you going to tell us? And I know they have a really good town website and they have a digital newsletter, but build it and they will not necessarily come. They have to tell us about it and communicate more about what the town has to offer.
Yeah. Conor, just coming back to On a slightly negative, there is dereliction, there is places that would enhance the whole place so much more if they were occupied by either people living in them, people trading in them, or not being there at all.
I think that starting with living over the shops is kind of the wrong end to start with. Ballinasloe is a very complex layout. It has almost too much of a footprint. It's extremely dispersed because of the river, because of its history, because of the large sites that you're correctly identifying it. I think a bigger issue is for it to adopt and hold on to a role. I do have to keep pinching myself as I walk around. I don't mean this in any disrespectful way to say there's only 6,000 people here, because the footprint that we've just heard of the types of shops, the type of offerings is much bigger than you'd expect to get for a town this size. And we have to keep reminding ourselves that it services the whole river basin of the Sook to the north. And that's the real story here, is what happens for 20 kilometres north of here. In fact, all the way up to Roscommon, all the way up to Glenamaddy. This is what we really have to think about, its relationship with Mount Bellew and all the other towns in between.
Listen, I did my walkabout as well, and I called to a shop called the Carry Out Off Licence, and I met a lady called Valerie Darcy. Have a listen to what she had to say, because I think it's well worth listening to.
So we're here on Dunlow Street in Ballinasloe. I've just wandered into the Carry Out, a lovely shop, really warm, welcoming place, and we met the smiling face of Valerie Darcy. Valerie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Tell us a little bit about Ballinasloe. This business is here a long number of years, I understand
it. This business is here. This was originally Regina Devlin's parents' business. It started off as a grocery shop. It's 30 years ago.
Okay.
So like that. So it's a long time on the go. It was changed to an off-license then about 11, 12 years ago.
And when you look at the town now, we were walking around. We were on, I think, maybe the four main kind of streets that were there. Would this street, would it be a kind of a trading street?
There's a lot of businesses on Dunlow Street now in the last year have closed down. Ballinasloe as a whole has closed. A lot of businesses have been closed in the last 4 to 5 years. My own parents had businesses, you see, in town. So I think the original start, I think, of the people shopping differently was the start of Tesco's. When Tesco's opened out there.
How many miles is it?
It's about 2 miles down. Right. Tesco's opened out there and they pretty much have a chemist in off. Like, they have everything in it. So I think that took a lot of the people from the main streets. Then the dual carriageway was built. Then people went around the town, so they didn't come in.
Yeah.
So I think that was a lot of the start of the town. And then we lost all the factories. We lost Port Yonkel as a training hospital. We lost 80 Cross, Square D, but we lost them all.
Yeah.
So they're all closed. So it's only 40 minutes now to Galway City.
Yeah.
It's only about 18 minutes to 20 minutes to Athlone, you know, like that. So that has made a change, that changed people as well.
In your own view, as somebody who knows the town well for many years, What are your thoughts? What might make it better? Is it about turning some of the shops into houses? What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of things in town that we need. We need jobs.
Yeah.
We need work. There's a lot of people in town out of work.
Right.
We need factories.
Yeah.
We need, I think like that, is that we do need more shops. And we need a lot of things. We've no bookstore for accident dealings. We've no proper shoe store. There's a lot of things I think we need,
yeah.
The factories are all still standing there. I think if big companies and factories could come into Ballinasloe, that might create, well, people will be working then, that have more money to spend in town. So it'll go around. That's what I believe is in, right there. Because when they went, that's what started the downfall of the town, is it?
Yeah. Well, listen, you've been very good to talk to us. Thanks for the lovely, cheery welcome, and for talking to us and telling us about your town.
And does that mean now I'll be moving to Hollywood?
You might be.
Hollywood star in the making there, Valerie Darcy. But Connor, just to touch on a couple of Valerie's points, because the first thing is that a town that gets bypassed, which is the case with Ballinasloe, you know, initially the town has to readjust. Mm. But then, you know, there's this kind of new life after the bypass, where it's self-generating, they don't have trucks going through the town and all that. But the key point, that's one point. The other one is there about people needing work. And it appears that youth employment here is not really available, that there isn't enough jobs for the young people to stay in the town. So they were her two. And, you know, the factories in the traditional sense probably will never come back.
Bobby, how many people do you think work in the hospital?
1,000.
Exactly. 1,000 people. That's an awful lot of jobs. It depends on the lens you look at jobs through. As somebody who locates factories all over Ireland, right, it's only one type of job. The service sector is the future of many places in Ireland. Ballinasloe has every opportunity and every right to put it on the map as a health centre, a well-being centre in Ireland. There are huge numbers of health and personal care jobs already here, and it has the opportunity to provide a virtuous cluster of those things as a place, for instance, for people's third act, for retirement, for care, for all kinds of health-related services, yeah. And it's well set up for it.
No, I agree with you. But on the point about the bypass, it's bypassed a long number of years. I don't know how long it is now, but it's a good long period. Mm. Do you see that as a good thing? You do?
No, I think you put your finger on it. All bypasses at their immediate moment when it happens has the potential to create ructions and scratches and sore bits, and they bed down. They always bed down. And when you're over a certain scale and you have a measure of specialisation, the opportunity is there for you. Ballinasloe absolutely, definitely has those kinds of opportunities.
Yeah. Eddie?
Yeah, and I think yesterday I saw obviously new furniture appearing in the work hub, you know, and that's a local initiative. And at one end of the town opposite Hayden's, I saw some plans pasted up on the wall where obviously the council is very concerned about the development of the town into the future. I take that as a positive. And from a retail perspective, I saw some really good examples of retail yesterday. Like, I walked into a store called Billy's Discount Store. And in discount stores in Dublin, they throw everything on the floor, you know, and they show no respect for the customers. And here was somebody who had merchandised a beautifully maintained store, categorised perfectly, and seemed to know everyone who came in the door except me. And great example.
Fantastic.
Joe Ward Menswear has a barber's chair.
We're
and he doesn't have it
later.
Inside the door. He has it halfway down the shop. So he's taking you through this tempting offer. And it's a great offer. Most towns like this around Ireland have very poor menswear offers, and to be fair to him, he had a very, very good one. Tony Carroll's Butchers is just across the road from where we are here. I'm vegetarian. He nearly converted me back. you know? And then there was Salmon's Department Store, which is not like any department store I've ever been in before, because they've edited and curated an offer for what they can sell in Ballinasloe today, and that's a really, really good attitude.
Yeah.
And then there was a little bistro called Bistro 18. And I have to pick up on something Connor said here. It was the only cool cafe in town as far as I could see. The others seemed to be a little microcosm of what they might have been many, many decades ago.
Okay.
You know.
But the point there that, you know, there's 6,000 odd people living in this town. It has everything. You know, and if you can work remotely, you could have everything here for a fraction of the cost of living that you might have in Dublin, Connor.
Yeah, I think the problem is a lot of the measurements we use don't reflect the reality, particularly in our formal planning system. As I keep saying, Ballinasloe is part of a much bigger network, and you can stand, as I did this morning at 10 o'clock, looking in the car parks of Tesco and Aldi and Lidl, and looking at the age of the registrations on the car. They are not short of money. So there are jobs, there is money, there is employment, there is prosperity. It's not just there in a way that can be easily picked up by our typical surveys of shops that Eddie does. It's a more complex and a deeper story here.
Yeah. In terms of the changing face of retail, Eddie, you've got people who you met yesterday that are changing. You mentioned Salmon's there, you know, with an offer that's pertinent to what people buy today, where, i.e. Ballinasloe. Do you think that process, that evolving process of changing retail will continue to happen?
Well, it has to if retail is to survive, because we've had the pandemic and that decimated retail in towns like this all over the country and all over other countries as well. And of course, people switched almost entirely to online during the pandemic. But that switch is coming back seriously and continuously ever since. And some of the biggest retail successes and retail expertise in the world is moving back towards personal service, like Adrian Joffe at Comme des Garçons, who owned the Dover Street Market chain, for example, would be regarded as one of the most inspirational and informed retailers. And he and his wife are putting everything on personal service. The richest man in the world, Bernard Arnault, is investing in stores for all the brands he owns through the Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy Group. And what I would like to see is people really holding on to one part of the past, that ability to know their customers, to welcome them into their stores, to give them good advice and to train their staff to do the same.
Last word to you, Conor. You've taken in the town and the townland here of Ballinasloe. Would you be optimistic for its future, for the community here?
I would, but I think that the opportunities that there are there have to be harnessed. Sadly, the local area plan for Ballinasloe, and I'm great friends of Galway County Council, still says, I'm reading the words out, the area identified as town centre does not extend to encompass the large and expansive retail complexes that are occupied by Tesco, Aldi and up there. So long as we don't think of that as being an integral part of the town centre and not the enemy.
It's somewhere else.
You're getting in your own way. You're getting in your own way.
All right. Well, I hope you've appreciated the time and energy that our retail consultants, Eddie Shannon and our planning expert, Conor Skeen, have spent time analysing. And we're trying to be positive. There are a few negatives, but I think you'd have to say collectively that Ballinasloe, that the future does look bright for it. So a big round of applause for our guests.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr,
brought to you by Bank of Ireland,
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.